Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
I have three drinks and Jackson hates it. And Plumbing the Death Star is a comedy pop culture podcast that asks the important questions like, could you survive being a yes man?
Yes, man, or Jim Carrey's yes, man?
So, just Jim Carrey's yes, man.
So I reckon having a lovely job is someone being like, I have an idea. I'm like, yes, you do. And if they're wealthy and paying me, oh,
brilliant idea, sir.
You know,
once again, you've done it.
Oh, I could be that sniveling little side cat. Yes, yes.
What kind of a, okay, so there's two kinds of yes, man, I suppose.
We're talking Jim Carrey's yes, man.
All right. Uh-huh. So, classic Jim Carrey movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jim Carrey is a real son of a bitch, and his life isn't going
to... Do you
know
who his co-star in that movie is?
Deschanel?
Yeah, Zooey Deschanel.
What the fuck?
She's a baker, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. It's crazy, dude.
Really?
It ends with him riding a motorbike. Yeah, she runs a little bakery.
Huh. So patisserie,
Jim,
maybe.
It could be. She could be a patissier.
I can't confirm that.
Did that come out before or after Stranger Than Fiction, where also the love interest, who I guess was clearly much younger than the lead.
Am I getting the two confused?
It's also
some kind of bakery style job.
You sure?
That manic pixie dream girl needs to run a bakery?
Yes. Okay. So Jim Carrey, his life's not going so hot.
Oh, that sucks.
And so what he decides
to
do,
enjoying these drinks here.
You motherfucker. Who does he think he is with three drinks? He's not going to finish them.
I'm going to finish them. I'm going to drink.
For some
you're going to drink three drinks over the course of this episode.
He started to film, and JD had already had two drinks. He then decided, as I hit record, I'm going to get up and get another drink. I was annoyed because I already hit record. Jackson was annoyed because JD now has three drinks.
It's killing me.
Which is crazy because Jackson currently has three drinks in this room.
Yeah, but they're not all new.
Some of them are old drinks because he doesn't clean up after himself.
An old drink doesn't
count. And he's got another old drink in the room behind you, listeners. That's right, the room behind you.
Yeah. You're there. We're here. You're behind us.
You are the camera.
Makes sense.
Anyway, so he goes to a self-help seminar. Uh-huh. And at the self-help seminar, the guru, whose name is Terrence.
I spilled one of my drinks.
Yeah, you can't be trusted to have three drinks. This is going to keep happening.
It's not. Why
the
would
guru,
it keep happening?
Shut up. The guru says, Jim Carrey, you are entering a covenant with the universe.
Uh-huh.
You must say yes. Anytime anybody offers you the opportunity to say yes, any question, anything, any scenario, you have to answer yes.
Would
man.
You like a free sample? Yeah,
yes,
man, I'd love a free sample.
Would you like to get dome from a grandma?
Yes, I would like to get dome from
Hell
a grandma.
Yeah.
That's the reason you've become a yes man.
For grandma dome.
Yeah.
For Nana dome. He loves it. In the movie, he has a wonderful
Yeah, he's like time. Holding onto the bed head. He She's can't... sucking so hard that it's like he's in a goddamn washing machine. He's like,
Which, I guess, which film star got the best dome?
Yeah.
Jim Carrey from a grandma or Dan Aykroyd from a ghost?
Oh, damn, dude.
Dan Aykroyd goes... Actually, you know what? Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
He's getting sucked so hard that it lifts his body off the bed. Dan Aykroyd does go cross-eyed, though.
He does. He goes, oh,
Hugh
like,
Jackman in Swordfish while he has to
hack.
He's
scary.
He's scary because he's
got... scary dome.
He's getting dome and has a gun to his head.
Who else has crazy dome in film?
we might have listed them. That might be the only three, I think.
Mm. Oh, Jim Carrey gives dome to Ewan McGregor.
That's true.
And I love you.
And I love you, man, maybe?
No, not I love you, man. I love you, Philip Morris.
Yeah. But it's not crazy dome. It's regular dome.
Yeah, it's loving
then
dome.
Then he spit the cum off the boat.
Yeah.
So do we think in our lives, if we had to say yes to everything, would we make it through a week?
Let's try. Hey, Jackson.
Yes.
Do it already. Hey, good.
Should I have a fourth drink?
Yes. But then I go outside and just scream.
Yeah.
Like, do you know, like, the other person is being yes man?
Yeah. Well,
can I exploit this?
I was going to say,
do you want a pay cut?
Yes.
Smart. You'll appreciate the life you have better now.
Yes.
Yeah. But then if I'm getting yes, man, can I have a raise? Yeah.
Can I have another one?
Yeah.
The three of us.
Hey, can I have your bank account details and all your money?
Yes.
Yes.
Can I have yours?
Yes.
So the three of us can't be yes man at the same time. Or we just rob each other back and forth until the end of time.
It's like, that's a nice dog you have. Can I have it? Yes.
Oh, stealing a yes man's dog. That's good because the movie teaches us that he would learn the lesson that he hated that dog.
What do you mean?
Well, because in Yes Man, anytime he says yes, it actually turns out to, even if it seems bad at first, it ends up being good. It
makes his life
like,
good.
Oh, he's like, oh no, I'm about to bang a grandma. But then it turns out grandma's the fucking
they give the best
goat.
Dome. Yeah. She's well, there.
I guess then you don't have the responsibility of looking after a dog.
Yeah, you're dogs, like, actually, that dog annoying. Is wrecking my life.
I hated that dog.
Now that I got some distance from that dog, man, fuck that guy.
Yeah. I don't understand why people like to have lots of dogs. Dogs are hard to look after.
How many dogs is too many
What's
dogs?
What's too many dogs?
I think the moment, well, if you're one person, I reckon how once you pass two, that's too many dogs.
How big are the dogs?
Two dogs fine, three dogs too many?
Yeah.
I have the same opinion.
Three dogs is too many dogs.
That's too many dogs.
That's so many
dogs. I don't care how big your household is.
Mm.
Three dogs is too many
what
dogs.
What about three little dogs?
No.
Too many
two
dogs.
Dogs seems fine.
Even two dogs, I'm like, why do you need two dogs? You go,
no, because when if you're not there, they're
the dog's
going to
get bored.
Time,
dogs,
you know?
Animals are animals,
right? So are we.
Yeah, but like.
What's your point? Companionship.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about my dog.
Can I ask you about
bored.
Other pets and the amounts you can have?
Yeah,
cats are also two, but like dogs, one makes more sense
nah,
to me.
See,
what
a,
you need two cats. What
two
about
cats,
lizards?
One
or two.
What kind of lizard?
Why are you so much looser with lizards? An iguana.
One. Okay.
Yeah.
Rats.
40.
40?
Whatever.
There's no limit worse. On the amount of rats you can have.
How are you storing the rats?
Cages.
Cages.
One each.
40 cages.
Why?
I've got strange, peculiar ways
I
of being.
I want to say with rats, because they also have such a short lifespan.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
As many rats as I want.
I think so. Depending on like your enclosure.
Brother, you don't know what you're doing.
Depending
next
on your
time you
enclosure,
see me, I'm going to have 1 million rats.
Depending
be very
on
sick.
The enclosure. If you have an enclosure that is designed.
What if I have loose in the house?
Then you
may, two.
Then you don't have pet rats. You have an infestation.
You it's have the wild, rat's house
you
now.
Have wild rats living in your ceiling.
But they were once my pets.
Yeah, I guess.
I
they don't. You don't own them anymore.
I think my blanket rule is two max for every animal except fish.
How many fish can you have?
Depends on the size of the aquarium.
Yeah.
Not the fish?
No, well
if you,
what about a shark?
No, two sharks. Max.
Biggest, one's bigger, too many.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't have.
Well, it depends on the shark because you can get little sharks.
Yeah.
Two max. Of every animal except fish, you can have more.
I think you can have one horse.
That actually makes less sense to me than your why can't I have three.
It was awesome watching you in sync go,
Because horses are usually on farms, and farms are massive.
Yeah, but you can have, I'm about to say something else crazy. You can have one relationship with a horse.
And then the rest work horses?
What do you mean?
You don't have enough love for two horses.
There's enough love in your heart for more than one horse.
Human heart has just enough love for one horse. If you're spreading it out on the two horses, it's getting thin.
So you're saying, so the size of the animal depends on the love, yes. love in your heart.
Big, that's why you can have so many rats.
That's, you know what, you're not wrong. You can have one big dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Or several little dogs.
You can have three chihuahuas, say.
And you can love them as much.
German as one shepherd. Doberman, yeah.
Huh.
And you could have three Dobermen that you love as much as one horse. You can't fully love a whale. You don't have enough love.
Can you say, is the love of two ponies equivalent to love, like no, love in your heart?
Half of one of the ponies isn't getting any love.
I was going to say, the love of two ponies, will that equal, say, the love of one Clydesdale?
Yes, but okay. I don't think you have enough love for a Clydesdale.
Can't love it. So you can love a medium-sized horse.
You can love a Clydesdale, fine, but you're not loving it 100%.
You're not like you're forming that like connection.
You know, well, you're giving 100%, but the Clydesdale's only
needs
receiving
a bit more. Yeah.
80.
Yeah. That's how it works. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And you can give 100% to rats because they only need 1%.
Yeah, they need 1% each.
Because 1% from a guy is 100% to a rat.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You can love 100 the love rats.
The love in your heart, 1% of the love in your heart is equal to 100% of the love in a rat's heart.
When you say, I love you with my whole heart, you could say, I love you 100 rats.
Yeah.
And your partner should know what you mean.
And I love you. Yeah, I love you 80% of a Clydesdale.
If you imagine,
but that's okay. That's nice.
If you imagine a beheaded Clydesdale, that's how much I love you.
I love you as much as I could love a whole Clydesdale with no head.
Yeah.
Your partner
or two legs, maybe?
Yeah, could get rid of two legs. Yeah.
Jackson, I'm in love with you.
That's a weird looking horse. Just imagine him popping out of existence. Just like, it's just suddenly. Just
I'm
horse,
imagining
like,
it.
If you watched a horse walk with only its front legs, it would dig such a furrow in the ground. It'd be like a tractor.
Could a horse
I was
walk with
its back legs only?
Could a horse walk
hopping.
If? Could a horse walk if it has only two legs, but they're diagonal? One at the front, one at the back.
That's a sad horse.
Yeah, I don't know if a horse can survive on three legs. Can it?
Well, I think we've been taught a myth that no, they can't, but I'm sure they can.
Well, it's because their bones have something to do with.
It's because their legs are fingers.
Yes.
And we famously die if we break a finger. You're absolutely
right. Like their circulatory or whatever, their bones, it's different to us. So it's like it won't stop bleeding.
Something like that. Horses are fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
How many times in your day does someone ask you something you could say yes or no to? Which I know is an insane question, but I think it's relevant to being yes man.
Every day,
yeah,
I'll get asked if I want a coffee or a drink. Yeah. I would say at least twice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you'd be happy with your three fucking drinks.
Yeah, dude. It's awesome.
Yeah.
How are we going actually on the
drinks? Yeah, look. Yes. Depends how long this episode goes for, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, okay, fair enough. Well, because you're going to get some scenarios where, so say you get a coffee in the morning on the way to work.
Okay.
You say, can I get a latte?
Well, you're going to get stuck in a loop straight off the bat.
Okay.
You wake up, get out of bed. No. You don't talk to anyone, but you walk to a coffee shop. Yeah. Can I get whatever coffee you want? Anything else? Yes. What would you like?
Yes.
No, you don't have to answer.
You're not yes.
It's not yes to everything. It's yes to questions that are yes or no answer.
It's like, would you like anything else? You're like, yes, I would. No, now you have to decide because the universe clearly wants you to have a croissant.
So if they're like, can I get you anything else? And I say, yes, but I don't want anything else.
Well, you don't, but you have to say yes.
So I've already said yes.
Yeah.
Then can I be like, oh, actually, I've changed my mind.
No, because that's saying no.
That's saying no to the universe. Well, the universe has asked you if you wanted something else, and you have to be open to that and say yes. Bro, and now you have to interpret that to be what you want.
You're cleaning out that coffee shop.
Not necessarily.
Piece of croissant. Can I get you anything else?
Yes.
I'll get another croissant. Okay, is that it? Yes.
Yeah. I'm out. You need them because to swap anything else to...
Is that it?
But not like... Yeah, but most people who are doing that, they're not going to be like, oh, anything else every single time.
That's
no,
true.
But they
it's gonna,
will.
It's going to be like, oh, would you like anything else? Oh, yeah, I'll have a say a croissant. Oh, would you like that toasted?
Yes.
Yes, I would like that toast. Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you want sugar in the coffee?
Yes.
Yes, I do. All right, I guess.
How many sugars would you like? Six.
I mean,
I just like sweet coffee.
Okay. Well, that's something new.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of where are the pratfalls? Where's it going to go wrong?
Well, it's going to go wrong the moment that you order any food because you will cop a, would you like anything else with that today? Uh-huh. You have to say yes, pick something else. But yes, after one round, some people won't ask again. But
I just don't think you can get that caught in a loop.
I think
you get caught in a maybe, but what insane person is going to be like, oh, he's like a coffee. Yes, I would. Are there anything else? Oh, yeah, I guess I'll have a croissant. Great. Anything else? Yeah, by time 10.
No, no, no. It's not going to get that crazy.
That's what I mean.
But I reckon that...
You could end up ordering 10 croissants.
I reckon it'll be maybe four. I reckon someone working in like hospitality... Mm-hmm. Asking questions, be like, anything else with that today? I'd be like, all right, here's the new thing.
Yeah.
Anything else? Or, and then they'll be like, oh, actually that. Well, and then you laugh and you're like, all right, was that it? Or something like that.
Yeah. I think.
I reckon once it gets, because like four times it's like still.
It's not normal, but it's
like funny.
Yeah.
Funny enough that the person's probably still engaging.
If you are at a barista and someone's like, want a coffee? Oh, like anything else? Yeah. Then the croissant. Maybe I'm like, oh, would you like a Danish or a hedgehog or a caramel slice?
Yeah.
Would you like a slice with that croissant?
Yes.
Yes, I would. And
which
then,
slice?
Yes.
Once again, Jackson, you are really misunderstanding the question that Jackson, you came to the studio with. So I think, you would be upset.
For people that can't see, it's also three of exactly the same drink.
You would be upsold. And again, if you are a decent salesman, you're upselling them. You've maybe come in just for a small coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, oh, I want a latte. Oh, okay, you want that? Would you like it large? Yes. So you might be like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
You get like, a drink, maybe a second drink, like a cold drink, if you're going for like a latte. You might then get, a croissant or a sandwich or some kind of meal and maybe a little bit of a cake. And I think the person would stop at that.
Yes, for sure.
So maybe,
because then you're taking too long and that's annoying.
Yeah. Then
and also they're like, that's enough.
That's plenty. Surely I've already upsold. Have anything else.
Yeah.
The only thing else is like, if you go into... But what about certain things, for example, if you know, in Australia, you're like, oh, go you fill up your car, whatever, you go in, they're like, oh, do you have any flybys? And you're like, yes.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like,
well, you don't, though.
Get a lie. Yeah.
I was just thinking about that because, like someone funny. Asking for change.
Do you have any change?
Yes.
And then you open your wallet. What do you do?
Yeah, because you can't say no.
You're like, hang on, because you've said yes now.
Yeah.
And you've made this, like, you know, pact with the universe. Mm-hmm. You then have to go and get money out and give it to the person who wants change.
That's true.
So in those situations, like, yes.
I guess you just sign up for flybys. Yeah,
so it's like, say with, like, do you have flybys? Yes. Well, actually, I don't now, but I'd love to sign up. Mm. Can I do that here?
Well, you said, but you said like, no there, which you're not allowed to do.
I said yes. Oh,
no, but
actually.
But then you said no.
Well, do I self-destruct? There is.
Yeah.
I can't say no here.
Yeah.
If I say no.
Got any flybys today? Yes, I'll just sign up now.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's sign me up.
Can you sign me up?
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, we don't do this in the store. You have to
then
do it
you
online.
Go, fuck!
And you've got to be like, okay, I guess
my
I'll do
yes
it online.
My yes man days are numbered!
Oh, God, I'm fucking this up,
I guess
buddy.
You're going to have more junk, as in, like, oh, do you want your receipt? Yes. You want a bag with that? Yes. So I guess retail sucks.
Yeah.
You become public enemy number one. This guy doesn't care about the environment at all.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you even care about the environment? Yes. But you're getting your shopping bags.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of other kind of interactions that you have that are either going to be detrimental for your yesing.
I think you're going to be doing a lot more for people.
What about...
And double booking shit all the time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's just like in relationship stuff.
Yeah.
To be like... Because a lot of those things aren't just yes or no questions. Mm. It's like, oh, what do you want to do for dinner tonight? Yes.
Well, that doesn't... Huh? Yeah.
Oh, you're doing a classic Jackson, just answering yes at me.
But it would have to be.
But it would be more of a, because again, if they don't know it's a yes.
Yeah.
You've been yes manned.
Yeah.
It can just be like, oh, hey, do you want to cook tonight?
Yes.
I do.
Or you're like, oh, I'd love to. Can you do the dishes?
Yeah, I will. But you are going to end up double booked, you know. Jackson, can you help me move this?
Yes. I wonder if you have to, like, you get a Facebook invite, you have to click attending,
yeah,
you have to go.
Yes,
but
I'm
it
in.
Says attending. It doesn't say yes or no.
Well, no, because I think the idea is it's like if the universe offers you an opportunity, because obviously he's got to say yes to everything.
Yeah.
But the real meat and potatoes is if the universe offers you an opportunity, you have to take it.
Okay.
So that might even...
What other opportunities do you get in a day-to-day life? If we're in a weekly, I'm just trying to think, scam emails.
Scam emails.
Scam emails.
Yeah.
That's true. Send me your bank details.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
That's so funny. You're like, I need to fix my life and I'm in such debt.
Do you want to meet sexy singles in your area?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Now my wife's left me.
My computer's full of viruses.
I got tricked by a bot that watches me jerk off and then sends that video of me jerking off to my friends and family.
God, hey, honey, you in for a wild time tonight?
Yes,
I am. Let's go for it.
But even another thing I keep thinking is, you know, you'll be walking into the supermarket, there might be somebody there being like, you know, you get those people like advertising paintball or like skydiving sometimes. Mm-hmm. You're doing it.
Yeah.
So another thing I'm thinking of, Jackson, something that you often say.
Yeah.
Which is like,
is it
the exclamation where you're like, well, fuck me in the ass. I guess I'm this, yes, like something has happened.
Fuck my ass. Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
But that doesn't, that's not anything though.
No, but it's an opportunity.
No, because when you say that,
well, you suck my dick.
If I say suck my dick, that's an opportunity for you to suck my dick.
No,
but and you're going to be like, whoa. And I'm like, my life has changed dramatically.
But that's like,
wow.
I guess. It's like
work's gonna be interesting from now on, I guess. Huh.
Yes. No, but I guess like the way that it works in the movie and stuff like that is like, because when you're saying "fuck my ass," that's not a proposition.
Yeah. No.
It is usually an exclamation of like, "I can't believe that's happened" or whatever.
I'm sitting on the couch at work and I'm like, "Man, I'd love to get my dick sucked today."
And then if you say, hey, dude, will you suck my dick?
Man, it's been a while since anyone sucked my dick.
Can you suck my dick?
That feels like I know you've been
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I'll suck your dick.
Oh, okay.
That's actually really nice of you.
Thanks, man.
It's going to make the next podcast interesting.
Yeah, I love
that. I think it's going to be good.
I think it's going to change our energy for the better.
I love when friends help friends.
People listening like, I don't know why, but I think Dusha sucked Jackson's dick.
Yeah.
That's just the vibe I'm getting from this episode.
Instead, I'm sitting here drinking three drinks.
You motherfucker.
Almost finished one.
You're not going to finish
all three.
How long is
one and two are almost done.
Damn.
Why?
What?
Infuriating.
You switch between one and then...
Yeah, of course
you alternate?
Wait, you're alternating drinks?
Yeah.
What the
Play
fuck?
Play back
what
the tapes.
What the hell are you doing?
Now I'm on Team Jackson.
So what, you're not going one at a time?
No.
You're like, oh, have a little sip from lefty?
Yeah.
A little sip from middly?
Why?
Because I opened all three.
You're a maniac.
Okay, that's here's the thing.
Insane.
I opened all three because I didn't want to make the noise in the episode.
Okay.
That will be distracting.
That will be distracting.
Well, it was also more just like because I originally opened the first two before I decided I was going to drink three drinks this episode. And then when I opened the first two, then I brought the third one in, which is the same drink as the other two. Cracked that open.
You've got a great deal of passion fruit flavored Mount Franklin sparkling water.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I've got roughly 1.2 liters of it.
Yeah, that's what you're drinking in today's episode. It's a lot of liquid.
Liquid, my dude.
It's good. It's good for me. It's
yes.
bubbly.
Okay, sure.
Anyway, and then I had three open but full cans of drink. Okay. Now, Jackson, what have you done multiple times in whilst recording?
Opened the drink loudly.
Left a can in
left
the
a can, knocked over. No, knocked over a can.
Oh, right.
So I figured, like, if I'm just, like, reaching for the same can and, like, not drinking the others, if I knock one of them over, it's going to make a big mess. Or if I drink all of them a bit, it's better. Less of a liquid.
It's all this.
What the fuck?
No, I know it. If I knock over this can now.
I mean, if you knock over one, it's going to
tip.
But it's not going to
liquid.
No, it's not going to spill. Okay. His insane mind, it's like if I he knocks over one, he's not going to knock over all three.
Yeah, because I wouldn't.
Why? What?
I have three open cans of drink.
You know what? Yes.
Yeah,
you're
okay.
Correct.
You know what, dude?
You know what?
It's actually, that makes sense. And also, you're a genius.
Yes. I've also been alternating hands, I've noticed.
Okay. So, how long is being yes man does it last for?
Well, the trick is that.
It's always yes. I understand. It's not actually a magic trick.
Yeah, because
we have
Carrey,
to believe we've been magic tricks.
For Jim Carrey, he believes that the way to get rid of it is he's going to go to Terrence and be like, get rid of the covenant. And Terrence is like, brother, there was no covenant.
Yeah.
You're
I'm a scam
man.
Artist, basically, and you're dumb as fuck.
Yes.
So it lasts forever. Okay. Until you find the person who helped you enter the covenant with the universe.
And has to explain to me that
you're dumb as fucking rocks.
Yeah, I wonder, let's find out how long our good friend Jim Carrey is yes manned for.
But I just don't necessarily know if it'll be that big of a deal.
Well, what I'm wondering,
in my day-to-day life, it's more those kind of bigger moments where you're like, oh no.
Oh no, now I have to do this.
Which could be like, hey, do you want to buy a new car? Mm,
yes.
Probably Coopers and yes man.
Yeah, brother.
What the fuck?
Because what I wonder.
What if you're watching television?
Well, yeah. Or like you see an ad.
Yeah.
Like on. Well, I was imagining you're walking past like a travel agent.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, fly to Hawaii. And you're like, yes, I guess I'm doing this now.
Yeah. Well, is that so bad?
Well, you have to go to Hawaii.
If you've got the money to afford it. Although this is where it comes, because I feel there is more predatory advertisement for things like, say, I don't know, hey, sign up for Afterpay. And hey, do you want to have crippling debt? Mm-hmm. It's only 60% interest.
Yeah, I think you're going to get into debt pretty quickly if you're yes-manning your own life.
Yeah.
And also, like, flying to Hawaii, I'm sure I could do it, but it would interrupt my life. Mm-hmm. You would be getting a call on Monday where I'm like, hey, man. You know how I've been yes man?
I do. Yeah.
You know Hawaii?
Yes, I do know Hawaii.
I'm there.
Oh, cool. Well, can you come back as quick as you can?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, cool. Cool.
I'm going to have to... What? Man, you're going to get so... What? I'm like, right. And then I'm going to go up to the hotel I'm staying at to say I'm leaving. And they're like, can we check you in? And I'm like, yes. And I get checked into my hotel room and I then have to check. Does one supersede the other?
I don't know.
If you say, come home from Hawaii. Yeah.
And then you...
then somebody says, Jackson, would you like to check into your hotel room? Mm-hmm. Do I then have to call you again to get another invitation to come home because one has taken over the other? Or do I check in and then immediately check out?
Well, you could loophole this by, well, Zama didn't say when.
Oh, that's true.
If I didn't say, come back as quick as you can.
But that's funny because you say, can you come back? And I say, yes. And then I'm sitting in my bed and I'm like, he didn't say when. And then 4 hours later, you call me and are like, when are you coming back, man?
Yeah, you didn't say when.
Well, I'm saying it now. Come back now.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily wait 4 hours.
You would probably the Hawaii. Next day, I guess.
I figured they'd be like, well, he's got to book a plane ticket
and
travel. So at least I'll give him 24 hours. And 24 then, hours comes by. Hey, Jack, where are you? You're on the way home, right?
Yes.
When's your flight?
So you're landing soon? Yes. Okay, I'll see you at the airport. Yes. Then you wait at the airport. You call me. Where are you?
Well,
I'm in Hawaii.
I wouldn't be that irresponsible. It's like, okay, what's your flight number? Because I don't have one. I can.
Let's have this conversation.
Okay. All right. Hey, it's been 24 hours. You've booked your flight, right?
Yes.
Cool. What's your booking number?
I don't have one.
Okay. Well, as soon as you get the booking number, let me know.
Yes.
Cool. Thanks.
Okay.
I wait.
I sit on my bed in Hawaii.
Let's see. I want to say, give you the benefit of the doubt, maybe two. I give you half an hour.
Okay.
I call, but hey, man, I haven't.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I haven't heard from you.
Yeah.
Sorry, you've booked, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, what's the flight details?
I don't have flight details.
When? What do you mean you don't have flight details?
Well, I'm not flying back.
But you said you booked tickets.
Yes, I did.
So, okay, you've been yes man. So you booked tickets to Hawaii, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay. When are you booking tickets to come back to Melbourne?
I'm not.
Okay. Can you book tickets to come back to Melbourne?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you book tickets to come back to Melbourne soon?
Yes.
In the next 24 hours?
Yes.
Cool. Can you call me when you've booked them so I will see you in 24 to 48 hours?
You'll see me then, yes.
Excellent. I'll wait for your call. When do you call me?
Well, I don't know if I have to come back. Well, no.
I've given you a time limit.
Yeah, I've given me a time limit. So then I guess I would call you. I would have to book my flights back.
I'd call you, but you don't have to get on the plane.
You don't have to get on the plane. You could give me the flight details.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, cool.
So I've given you the flight details.
Fantastic.
The plane will be there at 6 p.m.
Okay.
So you're waiting at the airport.
So I was like, cool. So I'll see you. Yeah, okay. I'll be at the airport at 6 p.m.
Yes.
I'll see you then.
Yes.
Okay. It's funny because you've been yes man the whole time. You're like, this motherfucker just yes man.
How? But like you've had that. You know, that pact with the universe. Yeah. So I in my head, there's nothing that can go wrong here.
Yeah.
I arrive. So I know in my head that I have to see you at 6 p.m.
Yes.
And I'm there and I'm like waiting for you to come out. What's your move?
I stay at the hotel.
Yeah, okay. Don't go to the airport.
Don't go. Keep enjoying Honolulu. You so call me at 6, my plane, the plane number I've given you lands.
Yeah, it lands. I'm waiting 40 minutes to an hour. I'm like, hey, have all the passengers come out? All of them.
Yeah, interesting.
They've I call you up.
Hey, man, what's up?
You were not on the plane?
Yes.
I thought you said, okay, see where I went wrong. You booked, okay. But you did say I'd see you at 6.
Yes.
And FaceTime.
Yeah, I'll FaceTime you. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I guess at 6. Maybe at 6 I'd get a FaceTime call if you wanted to loophole this a bit.
Hey, man.
Lovely, beautiful beaches behind you.
Yeah.
You're not on the plane, are you?
No, I'm in Hawaii. Can't say no. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the plane.
Yep. Well, the way it works.
Yeah, I guess you can lie.
But the way it works with the agreement with the universe is that. You can't loophole it.
No.
So, like, this wouldn't actually happen. If Jackson books a flight, he has to get on the flight.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then
can happen on the way. Like, so, if Jackson books a flight and then, I don't know, his taxi drives off a bridge, lands in a truck.
And I can't miss my flight. That's fine.
That's fine.
Okay.
But what about, so I've booked my flight. While I'm lining up to get on my flight, Zammit calls me and says, get back to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Then does one cancel out the other? Or do I need to get on my flight,
fly
to Hawaii, fly back, go to the studio?
If Zammit calls you and says, get back to the studio, that's part of the you booking a flight. It means that the universe is doing something else.
Okay, because you got to trust the universe, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the deal.
Yeah,
whatever the universe wants for me, I'll do it.
So whatever is the, like, I guess whatever is happening will supersede whatever happened prior. So
if
you got on the way to the airport, I'm like, hey, man, you got to get back to the studio. Like, well, I guess I got to get back to the studio. So then you hop back into a car or an Uber or BT, and then hopefully you're like expecting the universe.
Yeah, maybe you'll see like a biblically correct angel or something on the way to the studio.
What an awesome thing to pick. I'm just in the back of the taxi. Whoa! Did you see, you've driven past it. What was it?
Like wheels on wheels, like burning eyes.
I think I may have had a vision.
So many.
I think I might have a brain tumor.
Yes.
Either I've got a brain tumor or I'm the new Messiah. What do you reckon?
I'll take you to the hospital, sir.
Yeah, that's a good idea. The universe wants me to go.
So in the movie Yes Man, Johnny Yes Man, Jim Carrey, whose name's Carl Allen, I think.
Okay.
He's yes manning for months.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Because he has, it's long enough that him and Zooey Deschanel, Allison, begin dating, go away together.
Mm-hmm.
But then due to Johnny Yes Man's
Yes Man curse.
Yes Man curse. The FBI have him pinged for potential terrorism because he's so spontaneous. Then his lawyer comes out.
That's it. Or is it like on that form when you have to, when you're going overseas, like, have you ever committed or wanted to commit some terrorist activities?
Yes.
When checking in
absolutely,
for
absolutely, as I do.
When checking in for their return flight, Carl and Allison are detained by FBI agents who, due to various coincidences in Carl's recent behavior, have profiled him as a potential terrorist.
That's
then his lawyer comes to Nebraska, which is where they are,
and
she's like, he's just,
he's just yes manning.
He's just yes manning, and Allison's like, you didn't actually like me.
You were just go yes man mode.
Yes.
Yes. Correct.
But then she's like, you never loved me. Yeah. You're not throwing that out if you've only been together for a week.
No, it's been a while from memory.
Yeah, and also the other clues to how long it is he meets Allison, then doesn't see her for a bit, then joins a band that she's the singer of.
Okay.
But in that period of time, he also learns to speak Korean, play the guitar, and fly aeroplanes.
I feel that doesn't, you don't do that in a weekend.
No.
But yeah, so that's what I want. So, okay, so it's every opportunity, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if I'm scrolling through my phone and I see an ad that's like, learn how to fly a plane.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to just do it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, having a phone really opens you up to a lot more opportunities.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just
Jim Carrey probably experienced in his Yes Man.
I think we would, because you know, we are a radio network of like the name radio there confuses, I think, a lot of publicists.
Yes.
We occasionally get some interesting, like we're on some lists of like
PR
people to be like, hey, do you want this author of this random book or whatever? Yes. That has nothing to do with whatever we do.
E.L. James wants to do an interview.
Not even that, like more obscure. Sometimes we get like, because, you know, plumbing the Death Star, where it's like, hey, we have a bunch of this particular plumbing part. Well, I guess we're ordering a bunch of this.
Zabit, why are there a bunch of washers in a tub in the front?
We got an email and
the
universe
wants us to have them.
I guess we're pivoting.
And Craig the plumber is coming on the podcast later today.
Like, yeah, I guess, right. I guess we're pivoting to literally plumbing.
Hey, Jackson.
Yeah. Brother, you're not going to finish them all.
He's finished them all.
I've already done it.
What the fuck?
I was thirsty.
Are you going to piss like a fucking racehorse?
No, I'm going to piss like
you're
a
racehorse. You're going to piss so loud it shakes the studio.
Dude, I drank 3 cans of water. I'll be fine.
You're going to wreck the bowl.
I hope I do.
This is fucked up, dude.
It's only...
It's wrecked like my
he's
day.
He's a quenched man.
It's yeah,
wrecked
my... I'm so...
I hate how quenched you are.
I'm so quenched.
I hate how quenched you are.
Like, I could just
it
not
pisses
drink...
me off.
Yeah, that's all right. You should wait until you see how clear my piss is going to be later.
I'm just trying to think of, like, any of the problems...
I could have a fourth.
Could?
I could have a fourth.
Don't you dare.
I'm just trying to think of any problems Yes Manning would have in my day-to-day life. And it's just like, the only issue is where it's like, oh, if it's a yes, like, I mean, it's an either or option because that's not the, most questions are never really just a yes or
yeah,
no.
Yeah, that's true. That's
in
true.
My life. But I understand it is an opportunity.
Yeah, it's not necessarily like, if you can say yes, it's any opportunity presented to you.
Yeah.
So like that opportunity, I mean, obviously it could be somebody asking you something, but yeah, it could be a sign.
Yeah.
It could be like,
I don't know.
Maybe,
way that it is, like, because it's not a curse.
Yeah.
You can avoid it. You can stay home. Mm-hmm. The worst thing that's going to happen is you have sex with your wife.
Yeah.
Which,
that's fine.
I mean, you're married, so you probably think that's awesome.
I do.
Maybe you cook dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so bad.
Like,
not so bad. Or you go out for dinner.
But that kind of defeats the point of being a yes man.
Yeah.
So if you're yes manning, chances are you do want a yes man, which means that you're going to have to put
seek
yourself
out opportunities.
Out there.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to think of like anything of like opportunities. I guess I'd be a bit more proactive on the inbox.
Yeah.
Be like, oh yeah, what's going in like through it all? So, oh, yeah, I guess
it's
I'll
tricky
get all
though
because
like,
oh, yeah, no. Maybe I'll be more productive.
Yeah,
I live a life where I'm constantly looking for things to do.
Yeah,
I shouldn't. I do enough stuff.
Yeah, settle down.
So like, I'm usually if I'm out, I'm sniffing out things like this, trying to figure out what
you
I can
do
say
them
yes
anyway.
To.
Kind
yeah, of, or trying to. Put myself in these situations, and I don't think that there's enough yes or no situations.
But what
about if I've tried? Like, okay, since you have the opposite problem of saying myself, what if I'm like, hey, dude, you need to have
a
break.
I've become a no-man.
Hey, dude, you should just chill for a bit.
You hungry? No.
Being a no-man.
But like, yeah, not a no-man, just more of a, hey, you should rest.
Yeah.
Stay at home, man.
Yeah. But if somebody told you settle down, you'd have to do it.
Well,
that's
no,
your opportunity.
If someone told me to settle down and I'm a no man, I'd say no.
That's true. That's then you go crazy.
Settle down. No. Yes. Fuck.
Being a no man is so scary. You starve to death.
Hey, what do you want? No, not really.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be fine.
It's similar.
You would just have to eat.
Similar of the, you'd have to go in to be like, I want a croissant. Oh, okay. Would you like a coffee?
No.
No.
Damn it.
Anything else? No.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you're shutting yourself off to opportunity.
Mm. Yeah.
You want to pay a rise? I would love to not have one. Thank you.
No.
Well, thank you. What about those? So, like,
I guess, we're not in a position to be headhunted.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
No one wants any of this. No one wants podcasters.
What about their, like,
but then, so, I mean, it could do that thing, like, if the movie was called No Man.
Yeah.
Awesome name. But, like, it would be stuff like, hey, you said no to a pay rise, and that's ballsy, so. Yeah.
I'm giving it to you anyway.
I'm giving you a bigger pay rise, and you can't say no to this
all we're
one.
Doing is, like, Office Space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just becoming, okay. Yeah. You're becoming promoted.
Yeah.
But what about, so, like, okay. Okay. There's like small term opportunities.
Yeah.
Somebody says, do you want to come out to dinner? You say yes.
No.
Oh, you're a no man.
Yeah.
You stay home.
Yeah.
But what about you're walking along and you see a sign that says, become a plumber?
Well, he learns in the
or
movie.
Even that, like, yeah, the signs of, like, you know, we sell, we buy used cars. And you're like, well, I liked my
Goodbye
car.
Goodbye to my car, I guess. There's a place near me. It's a church, and they have Korean lessons.
Yeah.
No, not Korean. Yeah, I think it is Korean.
Yeah, it is Korean.
But, like, near me, they have a I would be learning Korean.
Yeah.
Because I would see that coming home from doing the shopping, and I'd be like, well, time to learn Korean. You're going to fill your day up pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think I'd be...
go back to university. The signs say that all the time.
They do say that all the time.
Yes, okay, I'll go back to university.
And then the only way to get out of it is if somebody tells you not to.
Hey, don't do that. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, thank God.
I didn't want to do that with my life.
I'm thinking of going back to university. Why?
Because I've been a yes man. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, it was a stupid decision, Jackson. Oh, you should be punished for it.
Yeah, well, sorry, like, without, like, the yes man, do you really want to go back to university? And because you've been yes man, you have to be like, yeah.
Heaps, so
then,
dude.
Then I have to be like, well, I guess you do, so I'm not going to try and convince you.
No, that's awesome, you going back to university to finish your unfinished degrees.
Yeah, I can't wait, dude. Yeah. Having you that arts out degree under my belt's really going to help my life.
Well, it could open you up to,
Well, I was majoring in media beforehand. So
Now you're majoring in witches or something? You changed your degree to something stupid.
No, I just did electives, one of which was witchcraft.
Didn't you change from media to something else?
No, I didn't like doing media. And all of my electives were themed similarly. They were like archaeology based or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked that. And I liked learning about it.
Didn't you do the witches subject and hate it because you were like, this isn't enough about witches?
That was so, like, kind of petulant. This isn't enough about witches.
What? I mean, I went to the same, I taught at the same university. This is making this sound like some kind of like woo-woo university where the subject of witches comes in.
There was a witch, it was an anthropology subject.
Yeah, okay.
It was very interesting.
It's very funny to be
there
like,
was a fucking subject that I got taught and it's in your department, cinema and sexuality, where for 2 weeks we watched pornography.
That's fine.
That's awesome.
Cinema and
witches
sexuality.
Witches are important.
Yeah, but you had like, oh yes, the whole like unit, the subject, the whole like class is just witches, makes it sound very strange. What do you study at uni? Oh, I went to uni and I majored in witches.
I guess
you
cinema
don't say
and sex.
I didn't, you know, major in cinema and sexuality. Yeah. I majored in like media studies.
I majored in witches.
I majored in witches.
Also, cinema and sexuality, shout out to that class because it was actually interesting.
See? Yeah. The witches one was great. Why is that hard to believe?
It just wasn't enough about witches.
It wasn't enough about witches.
It's just hard to believe because it feels like you're gaslighting yourself.
No, it was a really...
Or JD is gaslighting us because he's saying that you found it
I remember, I thought I enjoyed the witch subject, but I trust Deuce's memory of my life.
Maybe I was thinking of someone else that did
the
same subject.
Well, no, because I did do a subject called... like myths and mythology or something.
Yeah.
Probably not that. And that was a really boring subject. And I thought it would be way more interesting.
Was that a sociology subject and did I do it too?
Maybe.
Because I did one history subject.
I don't know, dude, your life.
Sociology subject.
We don't have a answer for you.
Unfortunately.
And I had an
not.
Exam which stunk because arts subjects with exams.
It might have been. The mythology exam was pretty bad. Oof. But the witches one was cool. We learned about witches. We watched a documentary that was really sad and they had to turn it off halfway through.
Aww.
That was really cool. He was like, look, this is a bit heavy. So, you know, watch it, stick around for it, but just be warned, you can leave if you want. And then halfway through, he was like, I made a mistake. This is too heavy. Everyone go home.
It's too sad.
Pretty much.
He upset himself.
Yeah.
What was sad about the witches?
It was about witches in Africa. It was no good, man. It was upsetting. I was glad when it was turned off. Yeah, man. But other than that, witch studies rocked.
At what point of your life would it be the worst to be yes-manned?
Oh, great question.
If it 16.
Was, if it was a curse.
Yeah, okay.
16.
16?
Why? What's bad about that?
You would fuck your life up. So, like, you're old enough to fuck your life up and it not to be reversed. Mm. And but also, you're too young to know how to not, like, you would only, you'd constantly just be putting yourself in situations where you're like, I'm about to get bad,
especially at 16, you're like, hey, you want to come, you know, like, depending what crowd you're hanging out with, like, oh, we, you know, you come, you want to do shots? We're doing, you know, and then we're underage drinking way too much. Was I yes, man?
Maybe. But then also, like, what are the opportunities? I think what's bad about it, I see what you mean. It's like a pivotal point in your life.
Mm. 16, 17, because once you turn 18, then there's slightly less consequent.
Yeah.
It's a weird situation because there's like, you have more freedom, so therefore there's like certain things where it's like, well, this isn't really going to come back to bite you. It just means you can have like a...
I reckon in Australia, 18, though.
Yeah.
Because if you're going out, you're drinking more.
Hey, mate, want a punch on?
Yes.
Can you not hit me in the face?
Hey, cunt, did you fucking say something?
Yes. You want to go, mate?
Yeah.
For some reason,
brother,
I really
do. Brother,
do
you want to fucking die?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you'd become famous for the guy that started the most amount of punch-ons ever.
It's like, if you are like, going out to like a bar or whatever, you bump into someone, fuck, mate.
Yes.
Do you want to go, man?
Yes.
Yeah. I do.
We're taking this outside. Yep.
Yep. Let's go, baby. Let's do it.
Yeah.
But if you believe in the yes, man, and you're like, time for a
this is good.
Gift from the universe.
I'm going to get
getting
punched.
King hit.
Yeah.
I'm going to get maybe punched in the head, and then maybe a beautiful angel or a biblically correct angel will appear. And that'll be an awesome thing to see.
Yeah. Maybe this is an enemies to best friends hit you. Bang.
Okay. No, I'm just getting the shit beat out of me, it turns out. I think it's bad because. So, like, if you imagine, like, a uni open day, you going to do this? Yes. Whoever gets to you first picks your life career.
You're going
to
be...
You're signing up to all the extracurriculars?
Yeah, I think
you'd just be busy.
Yeah, that seems like
maybe,
the worst
honestly,
part of it.
Honestly, maybe as in like, your youth, when you're younger, when you have a bit more free time, it's not too bad.
I think university is the good time to be. I think that's the best time to be yes, man, when you're, like, 19 or 20.
Yeah, and then, like, in a situation where it is, like, you know, you're privileged enough to go to university that you have enough time, freedom, and money to enjoy all those, like, all those clubs and social things where you can just kind of do whatever it is that, like, you know, you do. So you can kind of do all that.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe... your schoolwork might suffer.
Yeah.
Like your grades maybe. But then that might be the lesson you learn to be like, hey, you don't need no fancy university education.
Also, depending on your degree.
University of
maybe
life.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter.
But also,
really
if you're
I handed in multiple assignments 2 weeks late, and sometimes the lecturer just would forget that it was late and I wouldn't even get marked late.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah. The amount of assignments I did in two hours before they were due.
But we're coming from arts degrees.
Hey, that's true.
Yeah. Where we had, you know, witches as a subject.
We were learning witches.
Comes out of woo-woo university.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So witches as a subject. What was the dumbest subject I did?
Wasn't there, like, soundtracks or some shit?
That's it was funny. Soundtracks, yeah. That one was.
I can see why they.
Film criticism was a fun subject, but I don't think very good.
That was intro to film criticism, which is.
I see why they.
That one makes sense.
They cut a lot of funding.
Yeah.
Soundtrack. Makes sense. What was it? Cinema. Maybe it might have just been called cinema.
I liked paleoarchaeology. That was my favorite subject I did.
Yeah.
Learn about cavemen.
I learned about podcasting in one. That was bad. That was a woo-woo. Woo-woo media subject.
That affected us for the rest of our lives. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I want to go back to uni, study witches.
It was one elective.
Yeah, go back to uni, study witches.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that? You learn about witches. You got a witch knowledge.
I'm going to take it to Parliament.
Okay.
What?
Hey, we got to stop these witches. Or fix the witches.
You're going to become Witchfinder General?
You'll know what to do about the witches because you studied it. You're going to go to Parliament. You're going to be like... Okay, we got witches. I don't know what to do. Hey, let me go get an education, then I'll come back.
Hey, government people, do you know, I don't know if you know this, but witches seem, I understand the housing crisis. I understand inflation. I understand maybe even this whole climate crisis and everyone's got their panties in a little bit of a bunch about all kinds of things.
No one's talking about witches.
No one's talking about the biggest problem I think we're all facing in this day and age.
Witches.
Witches. It's funny you just go like, here's what I know. There are witches.
And I know that we've got to go one or two paths. We've got to help them, or get rid of them.
But I don't know what. Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I've got to go get an education.
I'm just flagging it. I'll see you in 3 years.
I'm just put a little note.
Well, yeah, if we could just table this, but make sure we do.
Yeah,
and maybe put some funding in for other people to take witch education.
Keep an eye on it. I'm gonna go learn about witches.
Yeah,
yeah. Anyway, back
then you come back and you're like, there actually aren't any.
Yeah, I learned about soundtracks.
Yeah, I switched my electives halfway.
The witch subject was boring as fuck.
There wasn't enough about witches,
so.
So I learned about soundtracks.
Why'd you even come back?
Oh, you made a promise.
Yeah, I said to table it. So I'm just letting you know you can untable it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just letting you guys know that maybe it's not a problem.
I'll level with you, sir. That's on us. For keeping a lunatic's witch strategy easily on hand for 3 years. Truly, we are an incompetent government.
How much
money is going to Joel Dush's future witch plan every year?
They're like... We don't know if we should fix them or get rid of them. Both of those could be a multi-million dollar thing. So, again...
We'll make the taxpayers.
So, yeah. $15 million from each of the budgets.
Yeah. So I reckon we'll set up a little shell company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A shed in a paddock somewhere.
Yeah.
And we'll just funnel money.
We'll funnel money to that. Yeah, but you don't even get that.
They reallocate it
when you come out.
Yeah.
They reallocate it to soundtracks.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing that could happen to you in a yes man situation?
Murdered.
Can you? How would that happen? Hey, can I murder you?
You want to be stabbed? Yeah, all right.
Yes.
I just think the worst thing is probably it'll just change your career to something that you will definitely do not want to do. There's no passion or joy there.
Mm-hmm.
You end up just like ruining multiple like your friendships.
Yeah.
Ruining your relationship.
Yeah.
Somebody asks you to do heroin.
Oh, yeah, like ruining your health. Yeah.
Heroin like, once would probably be fine.
Well, yeah, but I do heroin once, and someone's like, you want to do it again?
Yeah.
Fuck, yes. Yeah.
Well, that's not even... Well, yeah.
I've got to chase that dragon.
The first time was awesome.
So by
the second time was slightly less awesome.
Yeah. But maybe the third time will be the...
Apparently, it's just a dip.
Yeah. Apparently, you know what? It doesn't matter.
Okay, fair enough.
It does not matter.
I just... It really just depends on, like...
But it seems crazy to say that being yes man wouldn't affect your life.
It does feel like that.
It feels like in my day-to-day, I'm not presented with that many opportunities. Which is maybe a sad thing to realize.
I think you could probably... Okay, if we just got yes manned now, and somehow we weren't able to tell each other we were yes manned, and it was a curse so we couldn't break it, I think there is a chance that we probably... tank the company.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
and that's probably the only bad thing that happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
All good things happens.
We're free. I can go finally work at the Library of Witches.
You keep adding more. The Library of Witches.
You know, at our university, the Library of Witches and soundtracks.
Okay. Right.
Oh, yeah. You know how witches need a soundtrack?
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
When you see a witch, when you imagine a witch, you're not imagining a witch just standing there silently.
I imagine bog sounds.
Yeah.
And she's standing at a cauldron. I want to drink whatever's in that cauldron.
You all want to drink what's in that cauldron.
No, always cauldron, looks awesome. Cauldron?
No, it'd be like some sparkly soup, dude.
Yeah.
It never looks good to me.
It's sparkly and green. I've got a hair in my mouth.
Yeah, that's awesome. I had a hair in my mouth earlier this episode.
You didn't announce it, though.
No, I didn't. I was just like, oh.
I think it would make a lot of the shows we do boring.
Okay.
If we were yes man.
Why?
Well,
because
we often disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, true.
We'd be really good at improv. Yes. And.
Yes.
I feel like I'd get away with more.
Yes.
I'd be like, one horse has the one man can love one horse.
Yes.
And you'd both throw gritted teeth at them and be like, yep.
Yes.
Because, like, it's
no
that
man
sort of
love and away. Why.
Correct. But, like, it's, Yeah, because again, conflict is the stuff of drama.
Absolutely,
and that's the kind of stuff that you kind of need, and it's sort of that where you want to have the when there's three people and there's someone proposing an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Often it'll be like, well, we'll see what the first person who responds to that what they do, and then the other person either then gets to have this wonderful decision: am I going to encourage Jackson's bullshit, or am I not going to encourage Jackson's bullshit?
Like, if I said I could live forever in the sewers,
I could say yes.
Uh-huh.
And why the fuck do you think that?
That's true. Uh-huh. And then I would say, there's enough stuff down there.
I'm like, yeah, dude. Yes. You probably could live in this.
Not well.
Yes. What kind of stuff do you mean?
Food.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like you eat rats? You eating rats or you eating shit?
Yeah. Here it has come back to bite me. I would be eating rats and shit.
Whoa. Oh,
wow. So you're eating rats covered in shit, or yes. You're eating shit out of rats?
You're picking up a rat and sucking out his little rat shit, so you're picking up a human shit, cracking it open, eating out the rat that was living in the human shit.
I guess.
That's yuck, dude. I'm gonna live in a house with your wife.
Yes.
While you live in the sewers.
Yes, you are gonna do that.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, it is gonna
but
be
I
awesome.
But I have survived forever in the sewers. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have, because I
by sucking shit out of a rat and sucking rats out of human shit.
Whilst you have lived, is it really truly living?
Mm. Yes.
Well, the good news is if you ever get sick of it, you can just light a cigarette and you'll explode.
Yes, that is a way out. Mm. That will be nice.
I'll help your wife mourn.
Thanks, man. Yes, you will.
I already live with her, so that's everything's all good.
Are you dating her?
No, we're just housemates.
That's you even moved into more the, insidious.
We're housemates. You moved into the sewer.
Oh, I'm glad someone's looking after her.
Well, yeah, you moved into the sewer, dude.
To suck shit out of rats.
Yeah.
To suck human shit
rats out of shit.
Yeah.
How are there so many rats out of human shits?
I know, dude. That's your fantasy.
Dude, yeah, your fantasy. Whatever you whack off to at night or whatever.
This is how you live forever, dude. Yes. This is the rules that you set.
It is my rules.
The podcast would be the same.
It would not change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could be yes-manned.
And no one would know.
Let's see if we could be no-manned. I could live in a human sewer.
No, you couldn't. What are you talking
about?
Yes, because I could just... No. I couldn't.
Yeah.
Fuck. No, it would be fine.
No, it wouldn't.
No, what you're doing is eating human shit or rat shit.
No, there's heaps of food down there.
No,
there
is.
I'm getting the upper hand. No.
No, I said like what?
Oh.
Yeah, there's not... There's what
stuff
there's...
people have left.
Oh, yeah. That's sewer
scraps?
You really want to eat that? You want to eat the scraps?
Sewer scraps that's rubbed off against human shit. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, why would you ever want to eat that? You don't want to eat that. You want to eat a sandwich, right?
No.
Okay, what the heck, man? You would rather eat the human, like, fecal matter than a sandwich?
What do you want to eat?
No, I want to eat food.
Why are you living in the sewer?
Why do you say no to a sandwich? Why are you living in a sandwich? Yeah, maybe being a no man's shock.
Being a no man's a lot harder than being a yes man.
Yeah.
I guess that. Improv is right. Yes.
Yeah. Yes, and you can't say no but.
I like the idea of doing improv now because the more that I think about it, I think about just yes-anding people, it's yes-anding with 100% enthusiasm but 0% commitment. Oh,
yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I guess we'd have less arguments because it would be no longer being like, no, you fucking moron, because of these reasons. You'd be like, oh, yeah, well, go on then.
Please tell us how it's happening.
Tell us about cracking open a human shit and seeing half a rat in there and then sucking that shit out while
he's in the shit.
I would
rather eat the rat out of the shit than the shit out of the rat. I think that's fair to say.
I don't.
No, you're eating the shit.
No, I would rather eat the rat.
I'm gonna at least
wash the rat. Granted, in sewer water, but I'm gonna think washing the rat.
You crack open this shit like a peanut.
Yeah.
There's a rat.
A pristine rat.
A
rat that's been baked in shit, basically.
Yeah, but you can cook it.
The alternative is shit.
Yeah, out of a rat's arsehole. You're right. You're right, I'm with you. Eating a rat that has been encased in human shit is better than eating shit that's been shit out of a rat.
Is it rat shit or human shit?
I imagined it was... Wait, what?
No. So you can either
Because you're eating the rat out of human shit, so should you be eating the human shit out of a rat?
No, you're eating rat... Well, a rat doesn't shit human shit.
Well, I know.
Well, if a rat eats human shit, is a rat shitting human shit or
if
is
If you
it...
eat shit, your shit... Does your shit, like, special shit? You probably shit blood, I imagine, if you eat shit.
I guess it's not good, is what happens.
It's just funny sometimes to think about what happened in this podcast.
When was it good?
Surely we were talking about sucking shit out of a rat from the beginning. Right? Like, at some point...
Maybe we do need a no, but...
At some point, we were a pop culture podcast.
We're talking about yes, man.
At some point in our past, we were talking pop culture. Now we're talking about eating human shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
You have to. You wanted to live forever in a sewer.
Yeah, this is your fault.
Right? Yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Well, then, yeah, you brought up the shit.
I could have just been eating scraps.
What scraps in a sewer?
Like fucking banana peels?
Like anything. A thing that's been washed out, like, down the drain.
Somebody drops a cheeseburger, they flush a whole cheeseburger. I get that.
Yeah.
That's inhuman shit.
Yeah, it's mostly human shit, though. It's sewage, dude.
Well, it's not awesome.
I wouldn't say live in a sewer. You could have.
Also, sewers are really hot because of all the methane.
I'll go nude.
No, but you're just
somehow worse.
You're just huffing in farts, dude.
Well, yeah.
You're just sucking it. You're just standing. If you're in a sewer, you're just standing there just fucking sucking in some farts.
That's what it, yeah. Oh, hey, bringing it back to pop culture. This is why, yeah, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, they never really tell you much about it. The smell.
Stinky.
Stinky. Those turtles are going to be stinky.
They come out here as in a half shell.
Oh, sorry, I've been breathing in farts for the last 6 hours.
Donatello, don't tell me that. Yeah. Donatello, just save me and go away, yeah, you stinky turtles fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, turtles.
Teenage.
You call him a turtles? That's a good insult. You stupid little turtles. I'm a turtle. Shut up, turtles.
Get back in the sewer.
Yeah, you live with all these humans. When they do shits, they go into your house.
I'm so mean to the Ninja Turtles that just saved me from the Foot Clan.
I wish you'd
let them kill me instead of saving me, you stinky motherfucker. Get the fuck out of my side. You loathsome fucking maggots, okay?
I'm going to eat beans later so that my shit's extra nasty.
I hope I diarrhea onto your head.
go eat shit, you goddamn turtle.
Fucking tortoises?
Yeah, you gotta
Jesus Christ.
Suck rat shit out of a rat for dinner later? Well, you can eat in sewers.
We're trying to save you.
Oh,
big
warp.
You
make
are
me
you,
sick.
Are you? I'd rather die than huffle.
Go away.
Yeah.
Let the Foot Clan end my life, you stinky turtle.
At least the Foot Clan, they smell like feet.
Fuck this city.
This whole town is damn stinky.
I'm gonna flush myself down the toilet.
What a way to go.
Yeah. Well, on that note, I've been Joe.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joe.
I finished all three of my drinks.
I'm so angry.
I'm so hydrated.
I just guess.
And let us know. Could you handle being a yes man? It's pretty easy. You just say yes.
Yeah.
Or would you prefer to be one of the mythical no men?
Yeah. Or if you go back to university, would you like to study, I don't know, soundtracks or witches?
Or witches.
Yeah. Let us know.
The two subjects available to you at school.
Yeah. Goodbye.
So long.
He's getting another fucking drink.
I haven't even touched those other two.
This motherfucker's going to be drinking three drinks. Are you kidding me? Who does he think he fucking is?
It's despicable behavior in the studio today.
To have three drinks. He's not going to finish them all. Or if he is, he's going to piss his pants. Jesus.
I do have a second drink. But this is old. This is from... who knows how long ago?
That's been there for a week.
Okay.
So none of us are perfect. All right.
Are yours?
I don't know whose that is. I'm guessing Adam's. Three drinks.
Three drinks!
You think you're so special.
I'm going to be so hydrated.
You're going to piss your pants on this episode, dude.
It's a race against time.
You're going to piss your fucking pants on the Yes Man episode. You're going to piss your pants.
Dude, people remember the Yes Man episode for that reason.
The one where Dusha pissed his pants.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We
want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls,
or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too,
a section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.